Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Government advises Indian nationals in Iran to stay where they are in view of the rapidly evolving situation in the region. Tensions escalate in West Asia as US President Donald Trump threatens to destroy all power plants and bridges in Iran if Strait of Hormuz not opened. Government issues order to double sales of 5 kg LPG cylinders, assures supply of oil and gas. Campaigning for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry ends, polling on the 9th of this month. Met Department forecasts heavy rain in Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh till Thursday. Thunder squalls likely over Bihar, Jharkhand and Sikkim tomorrow. And Indian boxers extend winning streak at the Asian Championships. 6 women and 2 men reach finals, assuring 8 silvers for the country. In view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, the Minister of External Affairs has advised Indian nationals to stay put, shelter in place and avoid movement. It said any travel within Iran or to border crossings should be done only in close coordination with the Indian Embassy in Tehran and with explicit guidance. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged citizens to remain where they are for the next 48 hours, avoid electric and military installations, stay off upper floors of multi-story buildings, and coordinate any highway movement strictly with the embassy. Those in embassy-hired hotels should stay indoors and maintain regular contact with on-site embassy teams. They advise to monitor official updates closely. The embassy can be contacted at +98 9128109115, +98 9128109109, +98 9128109102, +98 9932179359 or via email at cornstehran@mea.gov.in. Tensions across West Asia have risen sharply as Israel has intensified strikes on Iran. US President Donald Trump has warned that Iran's power plants and bridges could be destroyed if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz and agree to a new deal. The warning comes after US-Israeli airstrikes hit 2 bridges at train station and Khorramabad International Airport in western Iran. Iranian officials have urged civilians, especially young people, to form human chains to protect power plants. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian said 14 million people, including himself, have volunteered to defend the country. Iran has fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the temporary closure of a major bridge, raising fears of wider economic fallout. Officials involved in diplomatic efforts say talks are ongoing, but Iran has rejected the latest US proposal. Our West Asia correspondent reports spillover effects are being reported across the Gulf.
The United States has now entered the latest phase of the conflict, carrying out strikes on military targets at Iran's Khag Island, a vital oil export hub that handles a significant portion of Iran's crude shipments. The attack has sent shockwaves through global energy markets, with oil prices surging past $115 a barrel amid fears of supply disruptions. President Donald Trump has issued fresh warning of devastating strikes on Iranian infrastructure if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz by his deadline later tonight. The United States has also urged American citizens in Iraq to leave immediately, citing threats from Iran-backed militias and concerns that the conflict could expand into multiple fronts across West Asia. The development marks one of the most dangerous moments in the ongoing West Asia crisis, with multiple countries now directly or indirectly involved, and the risk of further escalation continuing to grow. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Please note the email ID of the Indian Embassy in Tehran once again, cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. The government has decided to double the daily allocation of 5 kg free trade LPG cylinders available for distribution to migrant labourers across states. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, New Delhi today, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said the average daily scale of 5 kg cylinders has increased to around 1 lakh cylinders in a day from around 77,000 cylinders in February.
The average daily sale of 5 kg cylinders in the month of February was around 77,000. Yesterday, the Government of India issued a new order under which the sale of 5 kg cylinders is expected to double. Yesterday alone, 1 lakh 5 kg cylinders were sold. Since 23rd March, the sale of more than 7.8 lakh 5 kg cylinders has been recorded.
The Joint Secretary added that the supply of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG remains normal across the country and no dryouts have been reported at any LPG distributorships. She highlighted that all petrol pumps are operating normally with adequate availability of petrol and diesel and no shortages have been reported. Additional Secretary, Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal said that all Indian seafarers in West Asia region are safe.
All the Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving Indian flagged vessel has been reported in the past 24 hours. As of now, 16 Indian flagged vessels with 433 seafarers remains in the Western Persian Gulf region. Director General of Shipping is in coordination with shipowners, RPSL agencies and Indian missions is actively monitoring the situation.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The campaigning for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry has ended this evening after days of hectic political activity. Polling for all 126 assembly constituencies of Assam, 140 in Keralam and 36 in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on the 9th of April. Authorities have tightened security and administrative measures to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties made concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Assam correspondent reports senior BJP leader Amit Shah led the campaign for the party in the three districts of Barak Valley.
The last day of campaign in the Barak Valley of South Assam was marked by high-pitched rallies of the Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who had arrived in Silchar last night to conduct election campaigns in the three districts of Barak Valley. This morning, his first rally was held in the Bajarichhara GP of Patharkandi Assembly constituency in Sribhumi district. Next, he went to Hailakandi and held another public rally at the Hailakandi DSA ground. He finally came back to Silchar and attended a rally. INC, on the other hand, Yusuf Pathan a day before for an instance campaign in the valley. Shashwati Bhattacharji, RNU Akashvani, Silchar.
Our Puducherry correspondent reports on the last day of campaigning today, several national and state level leaders participated in the campaign events.
After days of hectic political activity, campaigning concurred with leaders from various parties making their final appeals to voters. On the last day of open campaigning, several national and state-level leaders participated in campaign events across different parts of Puducherry. District election officers of Puducherry and Karaikal have issued prohibitory orders from 6 p.m. this evening till 6 a.m. on Friday. Polling will be held across all 30 constituencies at 1,099 polling stations. A total of 294 candidates are contesting this time from this constituencies. The Election Commission has put in place extensive security arrangements including webcasting facilities at the polling booths. Bibin Asnar, Akashvani News, Puducherry.
Our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent has filed this report on preparations for polling in Kerala.
Ahead of polling, security arrangements have been tightened across Kerala. A total of 76,000 personnel have been deployed as part of this. In addition, 160 teams of central forces have been stationed in Kerala. Meanwhile, a total of 2,040 polling booths have been identified as sensitive. Enhanced security arrangements will be put in place in these locations. A 48-hour liquor ban has also come into force across Kerala as part of the pre-poll measures. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News.
The Indian National Congress today formally released its manifesto for the West Bengal Assembly elections. At a press conference in Kolkata, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge unveiled the document, saying it reflects the vision and pace of development for the state. Among the key promises made by the party includes 2,000 rupees monthly assistance for women, 15,000 rupees financial support for farmers. Mr. Kharge categorically stated that their most important objective is the economic restructuring of the state. A 9-judge constitution bench of the Supreme Court today commenced hearing petitions concerning alleged discrimination against women at religious places, including the Sabarimala temple and the scope of religious freedom across faiths. Ahead of the hearing, the centre submitted written arguments urging the apex court to uphold restrictions on the entry of women of menstruating age into the Sabarimala temple. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today announced the regularization of unauthorized colonies of Delhi on as-is-where-is basis. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, he said that existing structures will be recognized while future constructions must adhere strictly to municipal corporation norms. Mr. Lal stated that with the decision to regularize colonies, residents will be encouraged to come forward for registration of their properties.
By implementing all the rules and regulations, people will now come forward to get their ownership rights registered. And if someone wants to build a new house, a proper plan will also be prepared and provided to them through the MCD so that they can construct their new home accordingly.
Welcoming the move, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that with support from the central government, efforts are underway to transform these colonies into organized urban spaces. Odisha has emerged as a front-runner in the implementation of the Atal Mission for Rejuvenation and Urban Transformation Amrut 2.0, achieving significant progress in urban infrastructure and water supply. The mission, launched in October 2021 and extended till March 2027, has been implemented across 89 urban local bodies in the state. Of the total of 345 projects approved, 99 projects have already been completed. 30 Indian fishermen who were released from Sri Lankan prisons reached Chennai by flight today. The fishermen from Rameshwaram and Karaikal had gone fishing and were fishing near Pamban. The Sri Lankan Navy arrested them for trespassing into international waters. Vietnam Communist Party Secretary General Tho Lam was unanimously elected by Parliament as the country's president for a 5-year term. The election of Tho Lam as the president marks a shift in Vietnam's power structure, wherein the positions of party secretary and state president have traditionally been held by different people. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh till Thursday. It has also predicted thunder squall accompanied by strong winds over Bihar, Jharkhand and Sikkim for tomorrow. We have a report.
The Met Department has issued an orange color warning for thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Delhi, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Manipur for the next 3 days. Similar weather conditions are likely to prevail over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Assam, Meghalaya, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Telangana for tomorrow. According to the IMD, Gujarat, coastal Karnataka and Keralam are likely to experience hot and humid weather conditions during the next 3 days. It also said that thunderstorms accompanied by lightning over Arunachal Pradesh and South Interior Karnataka are expected tomorrow. Nitika Gupta, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India continued the impressive campaign at the Asian Boxing Championships at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. A total of 8 boxers, 6 women and 2 men have stormed into the finals, with Meenakshi and Jasmine in the women's and Vishwanath, Suresh and Sachin in the men's category. They joined Preeti, Priya, Arundhati and Alifia Pathan in the finals. In IPL cricket, toss has been delayed due to wet outfield in today's match between Rajasthan Royals and Mumbai Indians at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. Last night, the match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings was abandoned due to rain at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government advises Indian nationals in Iran to stay where they are in view of the rapidly evolving situation in the region. Tensions escalate in West Asia as US President Donald Trump threatens to destroy all power plants and bridges in Iran if Strait of Hormuz not opened. Government issues order to double sales of 5 kilogram LPG cylinders, assures supply of oil and gas. Campaigning for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry ends. Polling on the 9th of this month. Met Department forecasts heavy rain in Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh till Thursday. Thunder squalls likely over Bihar, Jharkhand and Sikkim tomorrow. And Indian boxers extend winning streak at Asian Championships. 6 women and 2 men reach finals, assuring 8 silvers for the country. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.